I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision, WPS1 Radio. And my guest today is Alexander Ross, my first guest, in a show that promises to invite artists to come and talk about music that they care about. Welcome, Alex.
Hello, David.
Alex is a painter, shows at Feature Gallery, currently in a show, Remote Viewing, at the Whitney Museum, and has made music. So it's not just music he cares about, it's music that he's invested in. So what have you brought for us?
Well, what I've brought is a sampling of a lot of different home recordings that I've been putting together. Basically, between the years 1988 to 91, I was very heavily involved using a Tascam 4-track recorder. And At the time, I very enthusiastically set about just playing with it, much like I would paper or paint, taking a very visual approach to music and sound. And I did everything under the sun. I recorded songs. I stole and sampled things from other records and combined them. I invented my own instruments out of rubber bands and boxes. I plucked things. I stayed up late at night hitting bells and chimes. You name it. And basically came up with all kinds of experiments.
So you found a way to have a studio practice with audio material. Was your painting at the time?
I was drawing, painting, and recording intermittently, all in between. So I'd go from my drawing table to the Tascam and back to the drawing table and then paint a little, and it was all just a collage of visual and sound fun.
So you didn't really properly acknowledge the boundaries between
these practices? Not at all. In fact, I wasn't thinking these things would be for sale. They were mostly just for my own amusement or to play for my friends. There was never any idea that they would be put on the air or anything like that. So, for example, this first one, I thought we'd just dive right in, is a collage of all kinds of music and sounds that I took basically from records that I had. A few things, maybe I added a little bit of guitar here or there, or other sounds that I made into it. I also was recording field recordings with a stereo recorder out in New York City, for example, or out in nature, and I would throw that in too.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
quite an itinerary there. I was thinking about your paintings and thinking about how in some ways they're so object-oriented. You really paint
right.
these things, and they're singular, compressed objects, albeit unidentifiable. And I was thinking about the contrast with this atmospheric music
right.
and wondering if you had
some
thoughts about that.
One of the little acknowledged aspects of art making is play. And yes, I've chosen to work with very solid-looking forms, but after that, it's just intuitive play and having fun. And once you have a medium, then it's what can be done with this. So with sound, it really is a different animal. It can be approached visually, but I think it has to be taken on its own terms. So, yeah, there's concrete noises and specifics, but where it takes you is pretty much, the form directs the flow of creativity to some degree.
They seem, the music seems to want to produce associations. Very imagery-like music. So what do you have next?
The next piece is called Parade, and it is I was playing and overdubbing many, many different tracks. On this you will hear wind-up toys, pens, pencils, whistles, cellophane, organ, homemade wood chimes, ambient sounds that I recorded, many different percussive sounds, and even some children's records that featured parade sounds on them. Basically making a dense soup or stew of happy jungle of fun.
Let's hear it. PS1 Art Radio. I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision with Alex Ross. Just stepping away from the parade, seems like a comment or a reference to the Ives piece, but instead of two parades, we're having at least a dozen of them all colliding in the...
Yeah, you can see I'm taking a lot of delight in complexity, and this next piece is more musical, but again, there's a certain complexity of it, just overlapping two or three records and adding some bass and guitar of my own onto it. So I'm jamming freely with records that I bought in a store, again, with no thinking that I would ever really sell this or play it for anyone.
But actually picking and strumming.
You'll hear my bass and my guitar.
Okay, let's go. In your studio when you're working all the time?
Non-stop. I think that's why I make art, is so that I have an excuse to listen to music all day long. I'm just a fiend when it comes to music.
It was part of the premise of the show that artists tend to have a lot of time to listen because they're working, and that what they listen to really matters. Now, do you ever listen to your own music?
Occasionally, yeah, but certainly not all the time.
Your archive is probably deep. Do you have any genre, idiom preferences?
Oh, well, I have three or four that I sort of specialize in, I guess, that I've just become fanatical about. Electronic music, contemporary music, and vintage 60s psychedelia, of which there are thousands of reissues now available, and I can't seem to buy them fast enough.
So your hunting gathering is being done for you now by the great archive.
Yeah, it's just incredible how much great music exists and how many very talented people have put recordings out, and it's all available. I feel incredibly lucky both to be able to afford to buy a lot of these things and then to have the time to listen to them.
So what do we have next?
This next piece is very experimental. It's a raw feed from a sound check from a band called Wrench, which was playing live in Hoboken in the late 80s. And they couldn't get their act together, and they were having technical difficulties. So I edited out all of their music, and you just hear the live feed with the people behind the board, as well as overlaid with a tape loop of some Insidious pop music that I found. And the combination is pretty interesting.
Sounds perverse.
If for any moment I set foot off the stage, I'm going to be down to the fire extinguisher. So you keep that in mind.
This Actually, we're a Bowen York cover band. We're called Technical Difficulties.
I love that this is all pre-digital. I can imagine you out there with the new micro recording devices and softwares. Is that coming?
Yeah, if I only had the time, David, I'd certainly be into doing it. I fantasize about it incessantly, but I've just got too much on my plate now.
You need a resident engineer.
Right.
So Let's move on. What do you have next?
The last thing I'm going to play for you is a segment of a longer piece called Grandfather Paradox. This is a 30-minute long sound collage. It's sort of a voyage, and came out as a cassette-only release on Generations Unlimited. And basically, Grandfather Paradox, it's the grandfather paradox is when you can't travel back in time, because if you killed your own grandfather, then how would you have been born? But I like the idea of calling your own grandfather Grandfather Paradox, as if it was his name. Anyway.
When did you do this?
I did this in 1989, I think. And again, you'll hear me playing a bombard, which is I think it's a North African instrument, trombone. I play clarinet, drums, cans, bottles, sticks. You'll hear motors, various whistles and things.
So we're going to be hearing the first part of it.
The beginning, and we'll just let it fade to the end, I guess, of the show.
Okay. Thank you. This has been Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. I'm David Humphrey, and I want to thank Alex Ross for coming in and playing his music.
Thank you for having me, David.